From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is rejecting Russian claims that the nerve gas sarin, the agent responsible for scores of deaths in Syria last week, was the inadvertent result of an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions depot. The National Security Council is accusing Syria and Russia of attempting to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people, both on this occasion and previously. The NSC released a report at the White House Tuesday declaring that Syria's unacceptable use of outlawed chemical weapons is in a clear threat to the world. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the campaign against the Islamic State group remains the top priority in Syria, but he also issued a warning for Syria's leader if he considers using chemical weapons again.
Our military policy in Syria has not changed. Our priority remains the defeat of ISIS. ISIS represents a clear and present danger, an immediate threat to Europe, and ultimately a threat to the United States homeland. In closing, the Syrian regime should think long and hard before it again acts so recklessly in violation of international law against the use of chemical weapons.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is apologizing after saying during a daily briefing Tuesday that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was worse than the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, because even Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons. Nazi gas, millions of Jews in concentration camps, Spicer's comments drew immediate rebukes from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, the Anne Frank Center, and a number of Democrats, and even one calling for his resignation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.